रामाय राम भद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पतये नमः. अरण्यकांड चैप्टर नंबर 43. कैच द डियर फॉर मी. द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ. सीता वाज डिलाइटेड टू बिहोल्ड अ स्ट्रेंज एनिमल एंड कॉल्ड आउट टू द प्रिंसेस हु वर नॉट लॉन्ग इन डिस्कवरिंग मारीचा वेयर ही ब्राउज एंड फ्रिस्क्ड इन अ कॉर्नर. Lakshmana, ever on his guard and ever suspicious of the Rakshasas, watched it attentively and said, Brother, it is no other than Maricha whom your mercy allowed to escape his fate on a former occasion. I know that the wretch haunts these forests in the disguise of a deer. He shows himself before the kings and princes that come out a-hunting and lures them to dark thickets but to torture them to death. It is nothing for his wonderful powers of illusion to take this curious deer form as unreal as a Gandharva Nagara or an air castle. This beast that resembles a golden deer chased with gems does not come under any known species on earth. It is pure glamour and no mistake. But Sita stopped him and pretended to be under the spell of the beauty of its lovely skin and said, Oh, my love, this deer grows upon me. It has almost captivated my heart. I must have it to play with. Bears, monkeys, divers deer, and kinnaras come near our cottage. But though I grant that they are wonderful and lovely, this creature beats them all with its limbs of diverse shades of color and gem-like spots. Verily, its complexion, its charming gait, and the splendor of its form makes me imagine that the full moon has somehow found its way into these dark forests. And then, its symmetry, its flute-like calls, its sheen. This cunningly fashioned deer has stolen my heart away. You should manage to catch this alive, as it would be a source of boundless wonder and joy to all that behold it. We shall take you to Ayodhya when our exile is over and astonish Bharata, the queens, and everyone in the palace. It matters not if you cannot take it alive. Its lovely skin would form a most comfortable rug to spread on the seat of Kusha. I pray you not to be offended at me that I set you on this task to gratify a whim of mine. Well, do I know that my words are all unmeet for a loving and loyal wife? All good people would do right to hold me in scorn and contempt. But the marvelous beauty of this creature has enslaved my heart. It is utter presumption, nay, audacity, to ask you to get it for me. I pray you pardon me my careless and foolish request. Yet, I would have you bring it to me if you think that it is an animal of strange beauty unseen till now. Rama, too, was infected with wonder that filled Sita's heart at the sight of that creature lighting up the woods around like the rising sun in a clear sky with its golden fleece and horn tips like blue emeralds. Its strange form and Sita's request decided him to get it for her. He turned to Lakshmana and said, My dear boy, Sita has set her heart on possessing this deer. And I too opine with her that its like never exists in these forests or in the gardens of Indra and Kubera. Golden spots line its fleece that grows straight and crosswise. Mark you the beauty of its tongue as it peeps out from its mouth when it yawns, like flaming fire or lambent lightning. Its face is like a cup of green emeralds. Its stomach is white like the conch or pearls of the first water. Who would not lose his heart to it, this rare creature fashioned, as it were, of gold and set with diverse gems? Kings hunt animals for sport and meat, and it needs no request from others to catch this. Mines of gold, silver, and gems are not rare to come upon in these forests. Priceless pearls are to be found in the heads of elephants, and the king should strive to possess them. Shukra and the other gods have but to desire a thing to get it. Even so, kings should be on the watch to acquire and preserve the rare and natural products of the forest in preference to the triumphs of art. We cannot afford to put it off for careful inquiry, for the teachers of the science of polity lay it down that artha rightly deserves its name when one strives to acquire a thing without stopping to inquire about the means and the chances. Now Sita has set her heart upon sitting with me on the skin of this curious beast. I am sure that the Kadali, Priyaki, Praveni, Abiki and other species of deer boast not of so soft a hide. Its right place is by the side of the constellation Mrigashirsha on high. So much for the reasons adduced by Sita, and now for your objections. It is our duty to kill this animal if, as you guess, it is a Rakshasa in disguise. This Maricha is a cruel wretch and sinful of heart, who has slain many a Maharishi and tortured many a good saint. You say that in the guise of a deer, he shows himself to the kings that come out to hunt in these woods and lures them to a pitiable death. All the more reason that we should slay him. There lived here of yore an Asura, Vatapi by name, who harassed the hermits. He invited many a Brahmana to a Shraddha, changed himself into a sheep and managed to form a part of their dinner, but to come out later on tearing them to pieces. One day, Agastya chanced to come here and the Asura tried his hand upon him. But Maharishi smiled as Vatapi essayed to break out and said, "Wretch, this is your dodge to bring to death many a good man and holy? Like the mule that meets its death the moment it brings forth a foal, you kill them as you lay in their stomachs. Hence, I pay you in your own coin when I direct my gastric fire to digest you quiet. And Maricha shall receive no less a reward at my hands, for my restrained senses and loyalty to Dharma demand it of me. So arm yourself and bend all the energies of your mind to guard Sita from every danger, for full well do you know that all our plans hinge upon her. I will return with this deer, dead or alive. See you not that Sita has her heart upon getting it? Its skin is all we want, and so it cannot hope to live. You will see me back here ere long. Till then, I enjoin you to guard Sita very carefully. Jatayu, our beloved friend, is endowed with matchless strength, skill, and ingenuity, and you are sure of his help. Examine all the quarters every moment, suspect danger from every point, and watch over Janaki as carefully as you can. Mangalam Koshlendraya Mahaniya Gunavdiye Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhaumaya Mangalam.